Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Last year, Congress was all about continuing resolutions and lapses in appropriations. This year, a few appropriations bills are already past conference and ready to send to the White House, presumably. But only 2 weeks remain in the fiscal year, and the Senate is twisted around the axle of Judge Kavanaugh. Here with a look ahead, Bloomberg Government Editorial Director Lauren Duggan. And Lauren, first of all, the House is not even here this week, correct?
That's right. They took the whole week off in deference to Yom Kippur on Wednesday. The Senate is coming in on either side of it. So in Monday, Tuesday, out Wednesday, and then back Thursday and maybe Friday as well. So only one chamber this week. But as you noted, there's been a lot of progress behind the scenes to get ready for that September 30th end of the fiscal year, making sure that the government is funded in whole or in part by some of these packages that they've negotiated.
Sure. And review for us which ones are through conference and which ones are finished on their respective chambers but haven't been reconciled.
Sure. So one has gotten all the way through conference and through the House and Senate in that agreement. And that's the bill that would fund military construction and veterans affairs, the legislative branch, and energy and water. That one's on its way to the White House, presumably to be signed by the president. The deal that was reached at the end of last week on Thursday would fund labor, HHS, education, and defense, which those two are about 70% of the discretionary budget. Defense obviously has most of the Pentagon's funding in it, and then the other one funds most of the major social programs. That package also has a CR, or continuing resolution, to keep the rest of the government through it going through December 7th.
So
there's and then there's one more package that's sitting in conference that we're waiting for that has about four of the bills in it.
Okay, so with the House out, then what else do they have to do then, or is it just a matter of the Senate? Actually, the Senate's ahead of the House then, right?
Yeah, they pretty much are. So what could happen this week, even with the House gone, the Senate could take up that two-bill package with a CR, pass that, and send it over to the House. And then the House, when it gets back next week, could pass it even early in the week and get that to President Trump in time for him to sign it well ahead of September 30th, keeping the government operating. At that point, if he signs the first package and the second package, we'll have five of the 12 bills done and a CR for the rest of it. We are waiting to see whether that four-bill package can be finished before September 30th. But again, even if that slips into the first week of October, those agencies would be funded by a CR. Now, the three bills that haven't been touched at all by either chamber, although they've come through the appropriations committees, include the Homeland Security Bill, State Foreign Operations, and the Commerce, Justice, Science Bill. And the Homeland Bill is really the major one that I think is worth watching, because that would be the bill that would fund the border wall. And by not taking up that bill, by using a CR to fund the Homeland Security Department, they're sidestepping that border wall issue until after the election, and presumably between the election and December 7th, there could be a fight about that to give Donald Trump the money he really wants for his wall.
And you really can't tell at this point what the election will result in, whether it'll switch to the House will switch to the Democrats or the Senate will, or everybody's got their predictions, but we just don't know.
We have no idea of knowing. I mean, the winds are definitely at the Democrats' back right now in both the House and the Senate. I think for most of the year, the conventional wisdom was the House was in play, the Senate wasn't. But certainly recent polls and recent analyst notes have suggested that the Senate could possibly be in play. That would change everything if Donald Trump had an all-Democratic Congress facing him in January. That might change the calculus that they operate under in November and December during the lame duck session. But, you know, that's a couple of weeks off still, and obviously a lot can change between now and Election Day.
We're speaking with Lauren Duggan, the editorial director of Bloomberg Government. But it looks at this point this week that there will not be a government so-called shutdown anyhow.
There shouldn't be. I mean, all the recipe ingredients are there to ensure there isn't a shutdown. It's just if one of these bills falls apart on the House or Senate floor, which seems unlikely, or if President Trump, for some reason, wanted to make a stand, he could do that. But if everything goes according to plan, the government should be funded. We shouldn't have a shutdown on September 30th, and the government should be humming along.
And beyond budget work, when the House comes back, what will the two chambers focus on? Again, Kavanaugh is – that's an issue that, again, unpredictable what will happen there. Every day there's some new news development. But beyond that, are there any great policy issues they've got left to do?
Well, there are a couple of deadlines they still have to address, and one of those is the Federal Aviation Administration, which we've talked about over the last couple of months. A bill has been passed by the House to reauthorize that program. The Senate hasn't passed its bill. They've been trying to work behind the scenes to come to an agreement on the differences and try to enact something by September 30th. They may need an extension if they can't get that done, or if they could get a full bill, they may try to tack that onto something else or advance it on its own. The reason that's important is because some of those programs are funded by ticket taxes and also operate under a kind of budget authority that has to be enacted in order for that agency to continue. So a CR isn't necessarily enough for the Federal Aviation Administration. So they're trying to avert a work stoppage, a furlough, a partial shutdown of that agency. The Farm Bill also has a September 30th deadline, although things don't happen right away if the bill's not in law by October 1st, but they want to get that done or do an extension to keep that going. That bill's been held up by work requirements under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly food stamps. They changed the name several years ago, and we're waiting to see if the House and Senate negotiators can make progress on that deal. So a couple of other big bills definitely are being eyed for consideration before September 30th if they can get the pieces aligned.
And what about confirmations? That hasn't come up that much lately, given all the other turmoil around budgets and around the Supreme Court, but there's still quite a couple of dozen, I think, Trump administration nominees.
Absolutely. A lot of, you know, obviously the full cabinet's in place and they're making progress on judicial nominations, including the Supreme Court. But there are a number of other slots that need to be filled. And the Senate turns through these things slowly. There was an agreement at the end of August to expedite some of those, but there are many more left to go through. The committees will churn through them, send them to the floor, and they'll try to get as many as they can through. There are a lot that are not controversial and will be kind of rubber stamped and approved. But any with controversy that could drag out and also claim some of the Senate's floor time, because if the Democrats want to, they can really slow down the process on those. They can't really stop these nominations, but they can drag them out to use the full debate time under Senate rules.
All right. So lots going on. And anything in the contracting area and budgetary analysis that Bloomberg is cooking up?
Well, we're going to see what is all in these defense and labor HHS appropriations bills and look for contracting opportunities there and keep an eye on that. We have a full team of analysts who are always looking for opportunities for the government contracting space. You know, we're still watching to see what happens with the federal employees' pay raise issue going into next year. The bills haven't really addressed that in full yet. So there's still a lot more to keep an eye on when it comes to federal workers and contractors as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I think that there has been some gamut for maybe the House to revive the 1.9% that the Senate did include, and perhaps, the Senate to include the 1.9 that the House included.
Right.
Have
but
I got
we
that
haven't.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's right. But we still haven't seen the final financial services general government bill. That's in that four-bill package that is in negotiations between the House and the Senate, but that hasn't emerged yet. So I think that's the bill to watch most closely to see what's happening with that and if they can come to agreement before they're back next week or if it's in that last week of September or even in early October. We'll be watching that bill very closely because there's always important provisions in that for government contractors and obviously federal workers.
Lauren Duggan is editorial director of Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.